Welcome to this podcast. There may be swearing, cursing, crying, anger, and graphic material. Thank you.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are
Changing the Chances.
And we're back for another fun-filled week.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yay! Anyway, I paused for dramatic effect as Jesse gave me a look, which I can't even describe.
I don't. I woke up this morning and my sinuses have been giving me issues, so.
Are driving him crazy.
Yep, I'm very blah today.
So, as everybody knows, probably knows, school is starting.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of happy parents out there.
I think so.
I mean, I feel like, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a thing.
Yeah. Are you happy? How do you feel about it?
I'm excited for her to be back in school.
Yeah.
I know that she enjoys school. So, I am excited for her to go back.
I mean, she really does. But people...
Well, and it gives her something to do. It lets her expend some of this energy.
Yeah. I feel like it's like a source of like independence, even though, I mean, she's not. No,
but it is. She's away from us.
Yeah.
You know, she is with her peers mm-hmm. in class mm-hmm. and her teachers and her caretakers at school. So, yeah, it is. It's a different scenery for her
mm-hmm.
and just getting to be around other people other than just us.
Yeah. Well, and the I thing think that's is, great. Is other people will treat her differently than I will as her mother. I think that applies to all parents. Like, you treat your children a specific way, and just how other people interact with your kids is just different.
When I would say that kids are different for other people,
they
Piper's,
are.
Piper's the same, though. Like, well, no.
No, she's not.
No, she's better. She's better for your mom. She's better for my mom.
I like, know. They're like, she's an angel. And I'm like, really? I know.
Really? That was not the case yesterday when I had her. But no, you're right. Just how they engage with her is different. And
uh-huh.
So, yeah. Like when she goes to my mom. My mom wears her out.
Man, she does.
Because my mom's like trying to get as much time in with her as she can. Yeah.
She like will not leave her alone because she's like, this is my time with you and I will soak up every second of it.
Yes.
Yeah. So it does wear her out, I think, which is great.
Yeah. No, I love
Wonderful.
It.
Wonderful. Just went to back to school night. Jesse did not go. It was just me and Piper.
I got home from work and I just did not have it in me. I was just like, no, I don't want to get off the couch.
And that went pretty good. The upside was I got there a little bit early. So they weren't letting anybody in the building yet. So we just sat in the van with the door down because it was kind of sprinkling. And there were multiple children who said hi to Piper and made sure to point her out to their parents, which was kind of fun.
Aww, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, yeah. It was really sweet. There's Piper.
That's cool.
You can't miss her. She's the only kid in a wheelchair at her school.
Yes, this is true.
So it was adorable.
Well, her classmates and stuff, they missed her.
Yeah, I mean, if they've been around, yeah.
Well, because just this last February, you know, when she had her hospital stay,
mm-hmm.
they sent Valentine's cards and get well soon cards and stuff. And
it's so
it was
cute.
Super sweet. Super sweet.
So sweet. So I know that every year school looks different because it's school and you're changing grades, but it's just... Piper has never had like
Piper's yet to complete a full school year.
Yeah, she hasn't since she started kindergarten. She's never finished a school year. So, and they just all have looked really different. And this year is no different because yes, every kid gets a new teacher because, you know, you advance a grade, you get a new teacher. Yeah. Okay, Piper has like five teachers.
How many did she have last year? Three?
Well, because she has like her general education teacher.
Yeah.
She has her special education teacher. Uh-huh. She has speech, vision, occupational therapy. So it's five.
Did you by chance get to meet her aide that she's going to have this
Mm-mm,
year?
Her aide's not there.
No?
Mm-mm.
So is she not going to have one?
No. She'll have one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She'll have one. She just wasn't there.
Okay.
I haven't met her yet. So the interesting thing about this year for me that, I mean, every year I get a little nervous only because, you know, I've been with her for as long as I have and it's always
Oh, yeah. No, I'm excited, but I'm nervous. Every year I get nervous.
Well, and the thing is, too, is it's like there's only one teacher that will be the same. Her occupational therapist is the only person who is remaining the same. Even the principal of the school has changed.
At least Piper's got that. At least she's got one, you know, therapist that is familiar.
So there's a new principal. I just got to meet her in passing. I just got to say hi. We didn't get to talk to her.
It's okay. We'll break her in, right?
I did actually get to spend some time with her special ed teacher because she did help out over the extended school year, like summer school situation.
Oh, yeah. You did say you got to meet her when Piper was getting some of her extended school.
Won't say she knows Piper, but she, you know.
She got to see her. She got to meet her.
She has an idea. So that was actually really nice. And she's super sweet. So I'm excited about that.
That's good.
I did get to meet her speech therapist this year. And she's a younger girl. And I feel like we've already started off on the right foot. So that's exciting.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And her teacher, her general education teacher, super nice also, actually taught sixth grade last year and now is teaching third grade this year.
Oh.
We actually had a conversation and we were planning on me going into the classroom next week, the second week of school, and talking to the kids about Piper.
Oh.
So I can answer questions and give them a rundown.
That will be really good.
Yeah.
To let her classmates get a really good introduction of who she is.
Yeah. Because, you know, sure, some of them have been around and like have met her and stuff, but it's always kind of nice to be able to ask the questions that maybe the teachers don't really know the answers to.
Or maybe the teachers get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Kids are brutally honest and brutally curious, like, you know, and they just say what's in their mind. And third grade, they've started to get a little bit of a filter, but there's not much there still.
So, yeah, it's super and exciting.
It does make me a little nervous now that it's, you know, because as kids get older, they tend to get meaner.
Yeah. I think elementary, for me, what I remember anyways, like elementary is pretty, kids are generally pretty nice in elementary.
I really didn't start having any issues until fourth grade.
I feel like junior high is when all the issues start because you're in that awkward years and everybody's like trying to figure out who they are.
Oh, yeah. And then hormones are crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't want to think that far ahead because I can't handle that. So I'm not gonna. And I don't have to. Yeah. So I'm super excited about that. Her teacher did tell me, I've heard lots of great things about you and Piper. And I'm like, well, that's good.
I don't know what you heard.
Would you tell me that you didn't hear great things about me?
Right.
I mean,
I heard you're a just horrible mother. Gee, thanks. I aim to please.
Yes. So I'm, you know, the first week it's going to be a week. It'll be fine.
I think it's going to kick Piper's butt because she already hasn't been sleeping great. Her sleeping schedule is just, and we've been trying to
get it back on track.
It's
but
ridiculous.
No, I think she needs school to wear her out, conquer out at night.
Well, even like yesterday, you got up with her at like, what, 3? And then I got up with her at 6:30.
4. Yeah, I got up with her 4 yesterday. She got up this morning at 3 and was like, I'm awake.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, too bad.
And then she was at Grump Pants because she slept till, well, hung out till like 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was just a grump. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. It's not my fault.
It's just where we're at right now. So.
It is what it is. It sucks, but.
And as we're recording, school starts tomorrow, so.
Oh, yeah.
It is upon us. I thought we'd talk about maybe what we do to get ready for the school year.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Well, you know, I think as parents who are really good at like planning and like all that stuff, I think parents usually, you know, you go out, you do the school shopping, you buy the supplies, you... We don't really have to... I don't really do school shopping for Piper.
No.
Because she can wear the same clothes because she hasn't grown enough to grow out of them.
I was going to say, she can wear the same clothes for a couple of years.
Yeah. I mean, she has some new pieces, but no.
Yeah. Like, it's not like we...
She doesn't need all the regular supplies. It's not like we
dress her in rags, but trust me, this child, there is no shortage of clothes for this child.
No. Well, I think...
It's unreal.
Part of it comes from, like I was talking to your mom, is she's like... You can't like buy her traditional things like toys and stuff because it's limited to what she'll be interested in, yes, what she can use. She's like, so the easiest thing for me to buy for her is clothes, and they're cute. So,
and that's what my mom's told me. You know, it's, she's like, well, I didn't have girls and now I've got a granddaughter. So I see it. It's cute. Piper gets it.
In all fairness, every time I take her to school, the teachers just compliment how adorable she looks. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't buy her clothes. So right? I
don't have like to. 90% of her clothes we don't buy.
I mean, I put them on her and I do her hair, but I don't buy her outfits usually. Yeah, we don't have to buy the normal school supplies. So there are things that I do, like I do have a folder in her backpack that has... like basic information about Piper in case
if something happens.
Something happens or if somebody forgets, because she gets, you know, tube feeds at school. And if, you know, it's very easy to
reference
to like forget if you don't push the correct button in the right way, it'll beep at you and tell you there's an error.
Oh, yeah,
the
machine will start screaming. Meh.
So I do try to do that. I'm terrible. I probably don't do a whole lot to get ready for school. In my head, so when school ends, in my head, I'm like, okay, next year, these are all the things I'm going to do to prepare her for when school starts. Well, it's like, you know, 3 months ahead.
And it's great in theory.
I know. And then, but then I talk myself off like the ledge and I'm like, okay, well, I don't need to do that right now because there are other things that can be focused on because school's like 3 months away. Then lo and behold,
things change dramatically, you know, who's to say what goes on in those 3 months.
Also true. You know, and then lo and behold, 3 months flies by and school's here. And I'm like, well, I've done none of those things I thought I was going to do.
Yep.
Super cool. Oh, well. We're here now.
It is what it is. And yeah. And honestly, I mean, I feel like she's probably going to, and most kids kind of, I feel like, struggle for the first week, you know, coming back from summer and, you know,
mm-hmm.
getting kind of back into the groove of things. So,
yeah.
I think the first week could probably do a number on her, but hopefully it helps put her into a normal sleep schedule again.
Yes, I am keeping my fingers crossed.
What are you going to do with your free time while she's at school?
Well, normally I'd pick up some shifts at work, but I'm putting that on hold until outpatient therapy is done because it's too hard to schedule therapy around school and work. So my plan is to get this dang basement looking like a hoarder doesn't live here. That's my first goal.
I was totally thinking that you would, like, you know, take a couple hours to yourself, chillax.
I mean, I'm sure those will be on the list somewhere.
Okay.
But I, unfortunately, with age, I'm not keeping my slender figure as easy, so I can't just hang out all day. I gotta keep moving. Not that I would ever call my figure slender ever in my entire life, but it does tend to be growing way easier now. So I probably should keep moving and do good things for myself. Also, okay. Could get ugly. And who wouldn't want a nicer looking basement? I mean, it'll never be top notch because it's kind of a dungeon, but I mean.
Hey, I don't. I mean, it is what it is.
It is what. Your mom looked down the stairs and saw the pile at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, Lord.
And she's like, is that all the stuff you're getting rid of? I'm like, no, that's my crap corner. And she's like, what? And I'm like, well, you know, that's the stuff I'm going to donate some of it. And some of it just needs to be put away. And some of it's like boxes that just need to be broken down and put in the recycling because recycling only comes every other week. But yes, yeah, so I was just telling her that it's just where things go until I decide that I actually want to put them where they're supposed to actually go.
I need to go through the closet. I'm sure I've got quite a few things. quite a bit of shirts and stuff that...
I would love if you did that.
Yeah.
I would.
Does that, like, love enough for, like, brownie points? Do I get brownie points for that? Do I... No? I got... Okay, never mind.
I mean, I don't... Do you feel like you need brownie points?
Sometimes.
Yeah? Yeah. I feel like you should only feel like you need them if, like, things are wrong.
I try to hold on to them.
You try to hold on to your brownie points?
Yeah.
What, like, do you, what, like, do you think? They, like, roll over or, like, what?
I'm hoping.
What are your expectations for this school year? Or at least what you're hoping for. What are you hoping for this school year for Piper?
I'm hoping she can finish this year.
Oh, my. Right?
That is, like, essentially, I that can't... is my goal, because then that means that she has a good year.
Ugh.
That she doesn't have to get pulled because she has a seizure, because she was sick, because something happened, and then it snowballs into a bunch of other shit.
Right.
That she's out of school for a month, 6 weeks, and then we're just so worried because we're wanting her to get back to baseline.
Yeah.
We keep her from school, because for as much as we love her to be in school, let's be honest, people, kids are gross. Kids are dirty.
Kids are so gross.
They're little cesspools. And for the most part, their little cesspool bodies can fight it off because they're so young, and they're, you know, their bodies build up their immunities and stuff. And they've got, like, this herd mentality. And
well, the thing is honestly, Piper's immunities, I feel like, isn't terrible.
It's not horrible.
Really not. The problem is it's always been something that...
Well, she gets something, it tends to last a little longer.
Well, yeah.
Like, but a, like, normal cold that a kid can get over in, like, 3 to 4 days, Piper's sick for, like, 2 weeks.
True. No, very true. But I'm just saying, like, I don't feel like any of the major things were because her immune system is terrible. And, like, she got a sinus infection, and there's no way we could have known she had a sinus infection.
I think a lot of the reasons that some of her problems have gotten, you know, have gotten to be such... bigger problems is because, you know, unfortunately, she is nonverbal and she can't tell us, you know, a sinus infection, an ear infection, two septic teeth. Like, these are things that, you know, we try to keep an eye, but it's very difficult, especially with septic teeth. Like, Piper's never been a fan of you messing with her mouth, ever.
She does okay.
I mean,
she does, okay.
She does now, but I mean, for the most part. But again, it's not something you think of, like, oh, let me check my kid's mouth and see if they have a septic tooth.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know what I mean?
Well, usually you have more information to go off of.
Exactly.
Like, a kid would be like, my mouth hurts.
Mom, my mouth hurts.
Yeah.
My tooth hurts.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and she can't tell us. And so then it gets to the point where, like, well, now she has a blood infection. Jesus Christ. Okay. Great.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So it's not usually something like her body can't fight it off. It's just something little we didn't spot that we could take care of until it got bigger, and there's nothing we can do about it. Yes, so finishing the school year is definitely on my list of things. And that she just has fun, because I think school is fun. I think she enjoys school. Although, we are working on, I mean, we talk about this all the time. We're working on communication. And her new speech therapist, which is why I said I think we started off on the right foot, actually asked... Nobody's ever asked me this before, if she uses a communication device. And I'm like, she doesn't, but we are working in speech outpatient right now, and they actually want to talk to each other. So outpatient's going to talk to our school speech therapist, and they're going to make a plan so everybody's on the same page. And
I do remember that you mentioning that about communication, which has actually been a big thing for us for quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I was telling them, is like,
because honestly, I could care less if Piper ever says her ABCs or learns timetables, whatever. Like, I'd much rather her be able to acquire life skills.
Yeah, and that's the thing for her. Like, her life path is going to be different than her typical peer's life path.
Oh, yeah, so, regardless, just because of her difficulties with, you know, being born so early and her brain bleeds and things of that nature, she's just going to be on a different path.
Yeah. So for us, yeah, I'm like, great, you don't know the alphabet, but if you can at least communicate what's going
on
with
you. If you're in pain, you're hungry, you need to be changed, you know, something like that, because, you know.
Those are useful for her.
Well, exactly. Because even as she grows up as an adult, you know, she realizes even now, did you poop? I told her today when I picked her up, I'm like, oh my gosh, did you poop? And she got excited. She thought it was funny. And then she proceeded to have it everywhere.
She does think it's funny. I don't know. I mean, that's a typical kid thing. Kids think poop's funny. I don't know.
But she, I think when she gets older, you know, she will probably know what embarrassment is.
And nobody, maybe.
You know.
We don't know.
We don't. But, you know, I would like her to be able to let us know. Like, if we don't notice, like, hey.
Yeah.
I need to be changed.
Yeah.
You know. Or if we're not around and she's with, you know,
somebody,
a caregiver of some kind, a family member or something, like, hey, I'm hungry, or I don't feel good, or it's too hot, I need to get out of the sun, kind of thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
basic needs. Yeah.
That's what I want for her. That's what I, you know, and for this school year, you know, with everybody getting on the same page, I think that would be a great emphasis on her IEP. Like, communication. And I think she's doing really good. She's tracking better. Like, if you ask her a question, just like any other kid, if she's feeling it, she'll give you an answer. If she's not, piss in the wind. She's just not gonna do it. You know, I mean, she's really good at listening at times. You know, you can tell her, you know, fix your glasses, and she'll try, and some, most of the time she will, you know, pick your head up, take your hands out of your mouth, stuff like that. Where she's in a playful mood, she smiles at you, and she just keeps on doing it because she knows.
That's very true, which makes me laugh a little bit, because you, it's a moment where you can see she comprehends completely what you're asking, but she thinks it's so funny not to do it.
The sisters that we follow on Instagram.
Do you follow them?
Yeah.
Oh.
I do, yeah. I watched a reel today, and the older sister posted because they went to London and they went and saw Jessie J.
Yeah.
Well, Jessie J saw all her TikToks and stuff, and like introduced herself and said hello to her and Hannah, and Hannah lost her shit. Like, was so excited and was waving, and then like throughout the concert she would just look up where they were sitting and wave to them and And I'm like, that is so cool. And it just it made their day. And it just made their whole trip. And so she did a little shout out TikTok, Instagram post or whatever, saying thank you. And so I thought it was cool. But she, this woman, Hannah, she reminds me so much of Piper. Her demeanor, the sounds that she makes, just herself, who she is, reminds me so much of Piper.
Yeah. Or we should say Piper reminds us of her. Because she's older.
Because she is older. Yeah. And I found out the other day that she's actually the older sister.
Yes.
Of the two. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, I did not know that. I thought the other sister was the older sister.
Nope.
So.
Yep.
But they are. They're a really cool. She's cool to follow. I enjoy following her and seeing her reels and stuff on Instagram.
I know who they are, but I cannot say their name for the life of me. So I'm not even going to try because I'll butcher it.
Yeah. I'm like, I just remember that the one girl's name is Hannah, and she's just so sweet. Like,
I think it's Hannah and Becky.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought her sister's name started with a B, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but they are. They're super cool. I love watching their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to maybe start doing things like that with Piper, like little Instagram, like reels and stuff, and putting them on, like changing the chances. And
I mean, I've done a couple of reels.
I know. I'm just saying, maybe that's
something. I'm not that creative, though.
And neither am I. But,
you know, I just like stuck a video to some music and called it a day.
Trying to up our following, trying to up our game.
Feel free. I would like you to like feel free to step in and.
What are you talking about? I got this silk like butter voice, baby.
What? That you cannot. That cannot carry you through this. Like
yes.
No.
Yes, it can.
No.
What do you mean no?
But it like can. You just like rely on it. Like this is what I have, and this is everything.
It's all I got. It's all I got.
Oh, good Lord. Anyways, back to the topic. I hope that this year is better. I hope that it's fantastic. And I will be a ball of nerves all week because it's our first week. But it's going to be great. It's wonderful. It's fine.
On a side note, I did see another individual that I follow on Instagram that celebrated Disability Pride Month.
Oh, yeah. And
I was like, gosh, man.
Is it a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We follow the same girl. Yeah. And I don't know how to say her name either.
I can't say her name either.
Her Instagram
name. But she cosplays and stuff like that. And she does really good.
Yep.
But she...
Our producer actually found her.
Yeah. She actually had like an interview. It was like her first TV interview and did all this stuff and whatnot. And I'm like, that is so cool. Apparently, I was like the only person in the, you know, special needs community that did not know about special needs pride. Like, wow.
Father Disability Pride Month.
Yeah. Disability Pride Month. Sorry.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm like, really? How did I not know that? Duh.
You don't follow enough accounts.
I guess so. I'm not like a huge social butterfly by any means, but.
Well, I, okay. Okay.
Anyway.
Anyways, do you have anything else you want to say about school starting?
No, I'm just excited and nervous and hopeful.
School is starting later this year.
I feel like it is.
It is.
I'm like, I feel like it should be like the first.
Week of. Like, so the first day of school feels like it's earlier than normal.
Oh.
Actually, the actual time the day starts is later this year.
Oh.
Just by 10 minutes, but.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Well, I think that's all we've got for this week's episode. Nothing crazy. Uh-oh. Just
I'm something lighthearted. Next week might be a follow-up of how it actually turned out, depending on what that looks like, because I don't know yet, because it hasn't happened.
Yeah. No, but I think that would be a good one, just how the week played out her first week and, you know, all that.
Yeah, so. I like it.
Anyway, you guys have a good week. We will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.